This is MSO News Sports. We are joined by the new boys basketball coach at Winthrop High School, David Sacco. And David, welcome. Congratulations to you and on getting the new job.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. I'm really excited. Things have been very busy over the past two and a half months since I got the job, and we really hit the ground running. You know, we met all the guys, you know, about 2 weeks after I got the job, and we've really been super busy basically like every single day. You know, whether it's meeting the guys, meeting administrators, meeting the other coaches in the school, meeting people around town. I'm super excited to really be the, you know, the new head coach of Winthrop High School.
Yeah, I want to talk about your coaching background, some of your philosophies and so on that in just a second. But how about playing at that brand new gym you guys have at Winthrop? That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a gorgeous gym. Of course, I'm biased now, but in my eyes, it's the best gym in the Northeastern Conference. First laid eyes on it last year when I was assistant coach over at Saugus High School. And we went over to play Winthrop, and as soon as we walked in, everybody was just in awe of it. It's just gorgeous. It's a perfect size. It's not too small. It's not too big. It just has, like, that really nice, homey feel. And unfortunately, when we played over there, when I was with Saugus, we lost. But then I was back over there again watching St. Mary's play Pope John in the state tournament game. And the place was banged out, and it was a great atmosphere. And to now to be the head coach in Winthrop and to be able to have all our home games obviously there, it's going to be a huge advantage for us. We're going to get the, you know, whether it be, you know, the kids in town, the student body, a lot of the administrators and the alumni, basically to have the town shut down during our games and come to the new gym. And I'm hoping it's going to be a huge, huge advantage for us.
Well, David, you come having coached, been an assistant coach in both Saugus under Paul Moran and then in Melrose under Coach Kasperzak. And tell me about those experiences.
Yeah, so I was an assistant at Pope John for 6 years, and I was fortunate enough to get the head coaching job at Pope John in 2006 to 2013. And I was basically coached by and led by Ken Peavy, who is now over at Everett High School with John DiBiaso. And when I left Pope John in 2013, it basically opened my eyes with Coach Kasperzak over at Melrose and Coach Moran over at Saugus to, you know, a lot of different philosophies in the way you do things. And, you know, I kind of hang my hat on being a man-to-man type of guy defensively and really getting after it. And Coach Kasperzak, myself and I basically share the same philosophies. And he opened my eyes a lot to a lot of different ways to do things offensively. And then with Coach Moran last year, everybody knows him to be basically, you know, a 2-3 guy and sit in the zone. And he really hangs his hat on that. So I was able to go there and learn some of the philosophies that he's taught over the years and the basic concepts of the 2-3 zone. And everybody knows that he's had a ton of success running it. So between Coach Kasperzak and Melrose and Coach Moran and Saugus, you know, where we have some of the same philosophy and some of the different philosophies, I'm able to take those now with me along with Coach Peavy when I was at Pope John and basically implement all of their philosophies into my own and basically, you know, just basically run with them.
Gotcha. Well, those are three great names. In fact, I ran across Ken Peavy this year for the first time in many, many years when he was on the bench with Everett, as you mentioned, with Coach DiBiaso when they were playing over at Classical earlier on the season. So, yeah, that's
He was a huge influence in me in getting a coach. He gave me my first coaching job back in 2000. And, you know, when I was playing at Pope John, he took over my junior year back in 1993 and coached my junior and senior year. And he's had a huge, huge influence on me on not only my playing days but also my coaching days.
Well, and of course, at Pope John, you're the school's leading all-time scorer at Pope John, so that's a nice thing to have as an accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. You know, we had a lot of success my last 2 years there, my junior and senior year. My first 2 years it was somewhat of a struggle because we were very young, and then going into my junior year we had basically everybody back, and we lost in Division III North semifinals to Greater Lowell. And then my senior year, it was the first year actually that I went to Division IV. And we lost over at Tufts University in Division IV North Finals in double overtime. So those are some memories as a player that you never forget. Just like, you know, as a coach, you know, you have plenty of memories of wins and losses as a head coach, too.
Yeah, we're talking with David Sacco, the new boys basketball coach at Winthrop High School. David, you know, what are there any other unique challenges you think that Winthrop might bring you? I know it's as far as numbers go, it's a small school and probably one of the smallest schools within the Northeastern Conference.
Yeah, so it definitely is a small school in the Northeastern Conference. We're the only Division IV school in the conference. So, every school, whether it's large or small, has their challenges. We have freshmen, we'll have EV, we'll have varsity. It's basically making sure that the kids, are basically playing basketball 12 months out of the year at any level. You know, currently, right now, I have my varsity guys playing in Saugus and in Marvin. In summer leagues, I have my JV kids playing over in Saugus in the JV league, and I have my incoming freshmen playing over in a league in East Boston. So it's basically just having the kids play 12 months out of the year, whether it's in season or out season. Last week, we just completed our first week of youth camps for all the kids in Saugus. We had between 35 and 40 kids during the week. We were running skills and drills and games. I'm starting to build a rapport with all the young kids in town and meeting a lot of the parents. So, like I said earlier, we've really hit the ground running. And, basically have to do things 12 months out of the year to keep these kids playing basketball.
Yeah. Hey, any other coaching influences on you, David, whether they be from maybe even at the college level, as you look around the country or other aspects of basketball, that things that maybe have influenced you as a coach?
Yeah, sure. I mean, right in our own backyard now with Brad Stevens with the Celtics, previously being at Butler. I love watching the Celtics play. I love to watch all the stuff that they run coming out of timeouts. He's a great X's and O guy. It seems like they're always scoring coming out of timeouts, whether it be side out of bounds or, baseline out of bounds. I'm a huge college basketball guy. I love Shaka Smart, who's now at Texas. I'm a big Mike Krzyzewski guy and the stuff that he runs and the philosophy that he has in running the program. So I like to take a lot of different things from different guys. I'm not ashamed to say either that I'll steal things from guys or whether I watch it on TV or if it's on YouTube, because I think any good coach, whether it be in any sport, you can't be too proud to say, you have to take something from somebody else and basically adapt it to your own philosophy. So I'm not afraid to do that at all.
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. Well, David, anything else you want to share with us? Again, David Sacco with us, the new boys basketball coach at Winthrop High School. David?
No, I mean, I appreciate the opportunity, the opportunity to be able to talk to you over the past couple minutes and share from my philosophies with Winthrop. I'm super excited. We should have a good team next year. We have some guys coming back with experience who've been through the battles already of the NEC. They played in two state tournament games last year, winning one of them. I've been telling my guys since I got the job, nothing's going to be easy. Nothing's basically going to be handed to us, just because we got guys back. In fact, I think we have somewhat of a bullseye on our back this year, and guys really need to be ready for everyone's best shot, whether it be in the league or outside the league. So, they'll be ready, we'll be ready as a staff, and, I'm excited to get going.
Gotcha. Hold on just a second, David. We've been talking with David Sacco, the new boys basketball coach at Winthrop High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.